I would like to hear from women on this one. Also, guys, I'd like to hear from you too. 317-239-1009. Found this video, Alex. I think it's from a few years ago, so I don't think it's like very recent, but somebody actually, I think it was Instagram or Facebook, they sent me this message like, hey, you should talk about this. So I don't know. I found it was interesting, but I also felt like a lot of these words are kind of like, I think they're okay, but they're saying that men should not say these, especially straight guys. They should not be saying these. Here are some of the words.
Spectacular.
Destiny.
Scrumptious.
Marvelous.
Super.
Spiffy.
Loofah.
Sweetie.
Terrific.
Cute.
Delish.
Divine.
Hummus.
Saucy.
Puppy.
Pilates.
Wonderful.
Sparkle.
Gaydar.
Stiletto.
Fluffy.
Prius.
Tinkle.
Tummy.
Potty.
Vegan.
Apricot.
Apricot.
What?
Wait, what do you call it?
Apricot.
It's pronounced apricot.
Apricot.
Fabulous.
Okay, some of those, yes, but you can't say vegan. I don't understand that.
It's like, no, I choose the way I eat. I'm vegan. Like, I say keto now. Like, I'm on a keto diet.
And look, I agree. No guy should say the word Prius or drive one, but man, we have a lot that do, so.
Like, one thing I can think of off the top of my head here, just having fun, 317-239-1009. I don't think guys should say, oh, I'm going to get a pedi.
No, that's weird. Like, and definitely if you say they said divine or delish, yeah, those are definitely weird words for guys to say. I was thinking words like queen, like girls always say queen, yes, queen. Like, that's something I say to other girls, mm-hmm. but that'd be weird if you said that.
I couldn't do it. Like, if I was talking about like a good star, I'd be like, yes, queen.
Yeah, that would be weirder if you said wig.
What's wig?
Wig, you say wig whenever somebody says something so good it like took your wig off.
See, I'm learning something here on the spot right
now. So, like, if, okay, so people would say it if Britney Spears announced a new album, you would respond on Twitter and be like, wig!
Or Taylor Swift dropped some new music.
Yes!
Wig!
Exactly.
I guess I could say that. I heard Eminem dropped a couple of songs last night.
Yes, like, he has a new album out.
Wig!
Yeah.
Then I'm going to hear it and I'm gonna be like, weave, not that good. All right, 317-239-1009. What words can't straight guys say? You just heard what these guys had in that little video right there. We will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 317-239-1009.
You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Just played a clip of words that straight guys, you can't say that. I guess you can't get away with it if you're a straight dude. And you can also let us know. Alex, what were your words again? You're like, I don't think I want my man to say these.
He can't really say the word queen and probably shouldn't say wig. And people say wig, by the way, like on Twitter and social media and stuff. If somebody does something like a celebrity that they really like or it's really shocking to them, like somebody drops an album overnight and you're surprised, you're like, oh my gosh, she snatched my wig off.
Amanda on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter said they should never say tea. You say tea all the time. In what way?
Oh, spill the tea. Yeah, it'd be weird if a guy said that.
What if I say sweet tea?
Well, yeah, that's different. But if you're like, honey, yes, give me the tea. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, let's go to line number 7. Brian in Brownsburg. Hey, buddy, thank you for listening to the show and calling in. What word is it for you?
Well, all right, so I don't know. I heard the word cute shouldn't be said.
What word?
By a straight guy. Yeah, cute.
Cute, yeah, that was one of the clips that we played of these guys saying, like, listen, guys, you can't get away with saying these words, and cute was one of them. Why do you have a problem with that?
I mean, like, I don't necessarily have a problem. Like, I feel like I can personally say it. It's just, like, I mean, I call my girlfriend cute all the time because I look at her and I see her every day, and I'm like, hey, you look cute.
I agree. I don't think cute is weird. There were a couple words on there that I didn't agree with. Cute being one of them. I said vegan was weird. I don't understand why that's...
I think hummus was on there.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that? I don't know.
I think that some of the words, like, you could, listen, at the end of the day, you can say whatever words you want, but it's like, I don't think I'd ever say, gosh, Lindsay, that meal we had for our anniversary was so scrumptious.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, like, just me personally, I don't think that would be my go-to word. I don't be like, wow, that was delicious or that
delish.
Was fabulous.
Delicious is okay. Delish is weird.
Delish. I'm sorry. See,
somebody
said, I don't even know what I'm saying on these.
Guys shouldn't say fantabulous. Straight guys shouldn't
what
say
word?
Fantabulous.
That, what is that, combining fantastic and fabulous?
Yes.
Wow. I wouldn't even be smart enough to think of how to combine words like that.
So that's actually what we got from this conversation, is gay guys are actually just way smarter than straight guys.
Yeah, they're wordsmiths. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Marissa.
What's up? What words can they not get away with?
Okay, I think there's two. Fabulous and latte.
What's the second word?
Latte.
Latte.
Well, then what do you say when you go to Starbucks and you order? I would like a...
I don't know.
That's her point.
Latte is a funny word for a straight man to say.
Yeah, she's saying the point is straight guys shouldn't be ordering lattes.
Like, because listen, I'll admit it. I'm a PSL fiend, so if I go to Dave, like, hey, can I get a pumpkin spice latte? Like,
we're going to whisper it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
I just think it's funny to the latte.
I don't know. Latte doesn't bother me. Fabulous would be weird, yes.
I think it's odd how you say it. Like, you know what, Alex? That was fabulous. Or I'm like, Alex, that was fabulous.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right.
It just sounds a little different. That's all. Hey, thank you for calling in right there. If you couldn't get anything else, let us know on Twitter. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.